Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Coffee Klipa, short format podcast. So we dive into some I'm thinking about this upcoming week. And of course, we each have had a little bit of coffee. Now today, I got back in the house about 2 a.m. I came in from Chicago. I was at a two-brain business summit where I was coaching classes and teaching on leadership and coaching development, along with Gabe and MDB from our team. It was an amazing event. Two-brain business is killing it, adding a ton of value for gym owners. I was proud to be a part of it. Topic of conversation for this morning is the idea of commitment. And the reason why this is so important for me is that here I am, I'm fresh off a plane. Commitment's front and center for me, and I'll tell you why. We hosted classes in the morning, and there was only a specific amount of attendance that was allowed because we were in a ballroom. So on Saturday morning, we set the class capacity at 75 for both those days. And we hit our class capacity, but we had 15 no-shows on each day. Luckily, we had some people who just wanted to come in, so it was still a packed house. But 15 people made a commitment and didn't follow through with it on Saturday. But I'm thinking to myself, you know, I don't want people to be left out. So Sunday, I'm like, let's raise the class capacity to 120 for 5, 10, and 6 a.m. So we did it. And I have the numbers here in front of me. At 5, 10 on Sunday, we had 106 people register. 60 showed up. On Sunday, we had 120 people register, and we had 85 show up. So that tells me that between the two morning classes, we had about 90 people who registered for a class at an event that they were prioritizing their business and growth, and they didn't show up. On the surface, is this a big deal? No, not really. Look, everybody's a grown adult. Obviously, if you own a gym and you had someone who registered for a class and didn't show up, it is a problem because they're taking somebody else's spot. And in this particular case, it is a problem because they did take somebody else's spot who potentially wanted to come in. So for that reason, that's tough. But the second part, the one that's even bigger for me, and the one I want to talk about today is this idea of making commitments. If you make a commitment to show up in the morning for a workout and you're at an event that you're trying to really try and grow, what else are you making commitments to for your business, your family life, et cetera, where you just kind of let it go? If you didn't think you could go there, just don't even register in the first place, right? But now you're creating this sense of it's okay to make a commitment and not follow through with it. And so my recommendation for anyone, especially when you show up to events like this, is you want to have tangible takeaways. And if one of your goals is to, you know, do X, Y, Z with your business, well, if it was so easy for you not to show up for the morning workout, yes, it felt better to sleep in bed. Yes, maybe you went out the night before, but you made a commitment. So follow through with it. It's obviously a hot topic for me because I want to see gym owners and coaches, and I want to see entrepreneurs win. And as a part of that is if you're going to make a commitment to yourself, for example, I went to the Echelon Front Leadership Summit. I made a commitment to get better at detaching in my decision-making process. But while I was there, any commitment I made, whether that was a workout, talking to someone, whatever, I want to make sure that I actually make only commitments that I actually think I'm going to be able to complete. Because once I give myself a cop-out on one, how many others am I going to allow myself just to be okay with not completing? So for those of you who are at the Two Brain Business Summit who signed up for a class, just next year, look, don't sign up for it unless you want to show up. It's that simple because you're teaching yourself poor habits. And if something came up, right, obviously we talk about detaching from my perspective. Everybody came at it with a different perspective. And if something came up in the morning and you had business to attend to or whatever, that's fine. It's not that big of a deal other than the fact of the precedent it sets for you on anything else you'll let kind of fall by the wayside, that a commitment that you made. I hope you enjoy these episodes. You know, it's every week just sharing what's on my mind, whether it's business, family, fitness. But this one was hot off the press, just got off the plane, and I want to make sure I shared this. Go back, check out the other Coffee Klipas, check out the other episodes. Leave us a rating, review, share this with some friends, and I hope you guys keep crushing it. Let's go.